Sickandtiredpodcast.com.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We are your prescription for change. We're going to kick this show off and go with Larry. Larry, welcome to the show, man.
Hello there, doctor. How you doing?
I'm living well. What's up? How can I help?
Yeah, I'm really concerned about high blood pressure. I drive trucks, and a bunch of my friends are on blood pressure medication, and I know that there's going to be some alternative that I can take for certain drugs, and also, you know, it also affects you sexually because it drops your blood pressure, the drugs that you take. So I was wondering what alternative offset this.
Yeah, I mean, with high blood pressure, it just depends. I mean, like I said, there's different medications that you can take, and depending on what your doctor has you take, you can. A lot of times, if you're having any kind of sexual dysfunction or if it's affecting you in a negative way, you can always talk to your doctor, and they can switch around the medications. Have you done that to see if they to try some different classes of blood pressure medication to see if it helped improve the situation?
Yeah,
that's always good to do because there are multiple classes of drugs that can help with blood pressure. And, you know, like the beta blockers, anything ending in OL, okay, like metoprolol, those drugs can typically, they can cause some erectile dysfunction issues. It's something you got to be careful for. And they can switch you over to, you know, depending on what your blood pressure has been running, they can put you on other medications, you know, like an ACE inhibitor. I mean, there's other classes that can work, and they have their own side effects too. But sometimes you don't have to deal with those side effects. Everyone's different, and that's why they can kick around that. Now, if you want to know more of a natural way of handling these kind of things, there are some things out there that can help. However, I'm a big fan. If your doctor has you on something, you know, you need to stay on it. And if you want to do anything different, make sure you work with them and talk with your doctor about any options, because blood pressure is not something you want to play around with. And many times, even if you want to go in a natural route, sometimes depending on how high your blood pressure has been, it's good to be on something very light, like a lisinopril or something like that, for a short period of time to get things regulated while you change your lifestyle. All right, drop some weight, whatever it might be that you need to do for your overall health. So just a couple of things, you know, at the end of the day. But naturally, a couple of things. L-arginine, L-citrulline, they work hand-in-hand together along with potassium and green tea. There's different supplement combinations that they make that what it does, it helps with nitric oxide in the body. They've also done studies on that that says that it can increase or improve erectile dysfunction and can help with blood pressure-related issues. So, I mean, that's something you might want to look into, do some research on those supplements. Now, the other is jumping on a rebounder or a mini trampoline. Many studies have been done with mini trampolines. I mean, first thoughts, it's pretty fun. If you haven't ever done it, you get a little mini trampoline for like $100, and they're a great company to get it from is UrbanRebounder.com. They have them at Dick's Sporting Goods, but you can also order online. They're very durable. You've got to really be careful of the foods that you eat. I know it's tough to eat on the road, but you can make better choices. My book, Empowering Your Health, will lead you down the way of making better choices that can be very helpful to you in that path. Talked to a lot of truckers here on the show, obviously. And so we come up with a lot of great tools to help you guys. But as far as blood pressure goes, supplementation can be helpful. Exercise is a key. And, you know, while you're driving and doing what you do, make frequent stops if you can. And if you can get out and walk 15 minutes, maybe two or three times a day during those long treks where you may be driving 12 hours or so, that can make a big difference. Even the walking can truly help in blood pressure-related issues. It has been proven that the exercise can be so helpful. But again, nothing's going to happen until you change everything, and that includes diet. You know, your habits are so key when it comes to blood pressure. Genetics play a little bit of a role, but it's habits, weight, and the overall picture, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. Okay, keep me posted how it goes in your new lifestyle choices and working with your doctor. You can always email me at getwellradio.com. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Got questions about your health? We'll take them right now. You can always shoot me that email, and we'll be glad to take your calls. 888-283-7272. Chris in Cincinnati, Ohio writes, I've been struggling with high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Well, we just tackled, Chris, the blood pressure related issue. And if you're looking from a more natural perspective, and that's what we just talked about, let's talk about cholesterol for a minute, because cholesterol and high blood pressure goes hand in hand. And when you are looking at the two, you have to make sure, obviously, if you tackle one, you've got to look at the other with many people. A lot of times people are on statin drugs that are also on high blood pressure medication. So really the two go hand in hand when you're working through those. So cholesterol, let's talk about it. One of the big issues with cholesterol, they say it's genetic. It's really more lifestyle. It's really more to do with the foods that you eat every single day. That makes a huge difference. Cholesterol is a liver issue. It's not a heart issue. Actually, cholesterol is made in the liver. You've got two types. You've got the HDL. Those are the good guys, high-density lipoproteins. And you have the low-density lipoproteins. Those are the LDLs. So both of those are key ingredients for what your body uses for hormones and for other aspects of our health. You want to have the HDLs about 50 to 70 on the blood test. You want to keep the LDLs under 100. And that's for overall cholesterol health. Now, getting it too low can be a challenge, so make sure you don't get it too low, even working with your doctor. So just make sure that you stay hand-in-hand with them. But at the same time, there's a lot of natural things you can do. Now, if you're taking something like Crestor or any of the statins, simvastatin, whatever you might be taking because of cholesterol, one thing you have to know, that statin drugs will deplete the body of coenzyme Q10. Coenzyme Q10 is very heart-protective, and that's why people that start taking statin drugs over a long period of time can have some instabilities in their heart. And when you have instabilities in your heart, that's, you know, obviously not a good thing, right? It's the opposite of what we're trying to accomplish. So supplementing with CoQ10, talk with your doctor. It's pretty standard of care now with physicians that are giving statin drugs to put someone on CoQ10, 50 milligrams minimum. Some even go for 100 milligrams, but just check with them and keep on that. That's the research that's out right now. But cholesterol, we've known for years that eggs are the top cholesterol-lowering food that we have, and it's in the yolk. The yolk actually creates, has two components in it that actually creates almost a shearing method to get rid of the plaqued arterial walls. So 2 to 3 organic eggs every single day cooked in coconut oil or butter can actually be extremely beneficial. Now, if you don't want to cook them, throw them raw into a smoothie. Another great way to do it. A lot of times that's how I take my eggs. The less you cook the egg, the more intact the protein is, the better it is for you. So just a couple of things to think about when it comes down to keeping those cholesterol issues where they need to be. Red yeast rice, that's actually what they based a lot of the statin drug research on. And, of course, they still sell that in all the supplement stores. It's been used for years to help manage HDL cholesterol and lower LDL. Also vitamin E. All the standard medical literature has vitamin E as one of the key ingredients for lowering the LDL, the bad cholesterol. Incredible research. You might want to look into some of that. And don't forget, fish oil, always a good option too. Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. You've heard about essential oils and the importance of using them every single day. Check out what actual customers have to say.
My name is Jenny Green, and after major surgery, I contracted C. diff, which is a super bacteria. It almost killed me, but I got real serious about it. And after 10 days in the hospital, the vancomycin and all of the prescriptions that the doctors had me on weren't working, and they told me that I needed to prepare to maybe not be around anymore. And it was that night that I called my aromatherapist, who brought in a couple little bottles of essential oils, and those oils saved my life. And it's just wonderful and empowering to know that I have these wonderful, pure things that can help with our health care and not always have to turn to doctors.
Interested in essential oils? Find out for yourself. Check out thechildsolution.com. That's thechildsolution.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Call 888-283-7272 and go online to teamlifestyle.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Check us out on the web. Go to teamlifestyle.com. Remember, if you're looking for a lifestyle provider in your area, someone that believes the same way we do, check out the website. You can find one of the professionals in your area that can help improve your lifestyle and take you to the next level. We got Jamie in Toledo, Ohio, that says, my husband, who's only 29, is suffering from restless leg syndrome, or RLS. It's a little young, isn't it? What can he do for this? Well, with restless leg, depending on what the root cause is, and I'm not sure he didn't list any medication that he might be taking, but I can tell you that restless leg typically comes from a mineral deficiency. That's what usually happens. So you might want to do some research on minerals, trace minerals, that sort of thing, and have someone that you can work with on that. But usually it's minerals, calcium, magnesium. Just because our soil is so depleted, believe it or not, and when you get under high amounts of stress, whether it's work-related or just life-related, a lot of times minerals get deficient. If your diet's not that great, and again, with the soil being what it is, and only 1.5% of Americans actually eating vegetables, that's pretty staggering, if you ask me. So it's easy to develop a deficiency. So you're not deficient in the medications. The medications are a Band-Aid. What you got to do is figure out the root cause and the reason why your body's acting that way in the first place. So restless leg a lot of times comes down to minerals. Take a peek at those and do some research, and that might lead you in the right direction. 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. Go to teamlifestyle.com. Go into the phones to talk with Reba. Hi, Reba.
I'm overweight and have high bad cholesterol. But every time I eat any kind of carbohydrate, I crave sugars. About 10 minutes later, I crave sugars so bad.
Sugar cravings. What do you do? The gymnema is really good. There's several herbs that can help quite a bit. But I'll tell you this. I am a big fan of just radically changing your lifestyle, transforming it, doing something different. Why? Because at the end of the day, you want to begin to focus on what you can do, not what you can't do. And with sugar cravings, again, it's behavior. You've been doing the same thing over and over again for a while, and it builds up a lot of issues within the digestive tract. You can have yeast, fungal issues build up in the gut, which causes you to crave even more sugar. So what do? Well, you can kind of cleanse the body out for a period of time. If you cut out a lot of the grains, the bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, cut out a lot of the dairy, milk products, all of that can make a huge difference in a lot of the cravings. And again, using fats like almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, kind of that sort of thing. The omega-3 fats, 6s and 9s, combined lean quality proteins, chicken, fish, beef, or eggs. Those two together with vegetables for carbohydrates, you do that for about 21 days, and typically the body can reset itself. You can lower the inflammation. You can begin to reset the body, and the sugar craze can tend to do quite well. Now, there's supplements you can work with, but again, supplements are what they are. They're a supplement to an already great diet. My kind of input to most people at that point in time is get your diet where it needs to be, get your choices where they need to be, and many of these other issues will fall in line. Start with what you eat. Such a critical piece of it. And obviously, you don't have to quit eating sugar forever, but if you really go cold turkey for a period of time, then you can really get the body to reset, and at that point, you can start adding some back in periodically. It's just not something you want to do every day. And the cravings won't be ones that just almost overtake you. I mean, sugar cravings can almost be as bad as nicotine or anything else. But again, what you eat makes one of the biggest impacts when it comes to that. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. Big deception, they're saying now, in the cereal aisle. A lot of alternative practitioners have been ranting and raving about this for years, but now consumers are getting smarter about their cereal selections and are driving up a new demand for the low sugar options. A new study evaluated the effects of Guiding Star's nutritional rating system on the cereal sales in a lot of the Hannaford supermarkets and found that sales of cereals with zero stars, which is the least healthy, fell 2.5% during the first 20 months that the stores begin implementing the proprietary rating system. Sales of the cereals with one star, which indicates a good nutritional value, 2 stars or better, and 3 stars as best, all increased by about 0.5 to 1%. So the companies are noticing now that people are taking notice to what's happening on the labels. Good for everybody. We've always been teaching, read the labels, read the labels. So you're finally doing it, which is great. So it's making people take notice, and you can make the companies take notice, especially in this day and time. So here's some of the big words that they throw in the boxes that makes you think that they're healthy, but maybe they're really not. Be wary of the vague label claims like made with whole grains or now with more whole grains. The products do contain some whole grain, but the companies aren't telling you exactly how much. So primarily, of course, it's refined grains like enriched white flour and rice or corn flour with just a little bit of whole wheat. But what do? You can bypass the front of the package claims and zero in on the ingredients list. Instead, first ingredient listed should contain the word whole, such as whole wheat, whole brown rice, whole corn. Oats are an exception. They don't usually state whole since they're almost always whole grain by default. So if the first ingredient is whole, you know the product is primarily whole grain. If the product states that it's 100% whole grain, even better, but that guarantee is a little bit slighted. So added sugar is another big one to look out for. Most cereals contain no more than 2 teaspoons of sugar, about 8 grams. If a cereal does not contain dried fruit, then the sugar content will likely be much higher. So look for the total grams of sugar. That's a big one. And the high fiber claims, just because a cereal is high in fiber doesn't mean a whole lot, because if it has all of the different maltodextrins and polydextrose and some of the others, and it's loaded with sugar, it's not really doing you a whole lot of good. So the added nutrients, look for cereals, how they add in extra vitamin D and that sort of thing. Just ask yourself the question, why do they need to add it in? Why? Because it's pretty devoid of vitamins, minerals, and nutrients. Not whole foods, not living foods. Oatmeal is a better option. Even better is a bowl of fresh fruit in the morning. Eat that with your eggs and maybe skip the cereal altogether.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about the power of essential oils in achieving a great health plan. Essential oils can be safer, more effective, and cheaper than some medicine. Using these natural scents from nature can give your body the tools to thrive and aid in supporting health conditions like cardiovascular health, poor digestion, aches and pains, and more. Find out how to receive a 25% discount, save hundreds of dollars, and get your free guide. Visit healingdropbydrop.com. That's healingdropbydrop.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Go online to teamlifestyle.com and call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia, losing weight, having more energy, getting to the fitness level that you want to be, whatever it might be, realize that your body can change. You have to be willing to transform, and it starts with the way you think every single day. Rick, we're starting with you. How can I help?
I'm having trouble with numbness in the back of my right shoulder and numbness under my right arm and numbness on my back on the right side of the spine.
So if you're getting a lot of numbness in those areas, one thing I would do first and foremost, you definitely want to get it checked out. You can go the route with your family physician, have them take a look at it, which is a good way to go. And I would also get it looked at from a chiropractic physician, definitely at some point, just because it may be non-surgical. It might just be some issues in, you know, with the spine and some of the nerves, and that can be easily corrected, non-surgical. And so that's a great way to go. But if you go that route, see your family physician and see a chiropractic physician, you'll do well, because you're going to get great input and insight with where the body's going at that point. So at the end of the day, it's a great spot to begin with. Now, again, depending on the root cause of it, if it's wear and tear, if it's, you know, from your job or a certain posture that you've had over the years, or if you had an accident, all that matters. And they'll be able to evaluate through that and figure that out. But the numbness, you know, obviously it's nerve-related, and so someone needs to look at it from a neurological perspective to be able to put two and two together. So, again, that's the point. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health? Give me a call right now or go online. Go to teamlifestyle.com. If you're looking for a lifestyle provider in your area, someone that believes the same way we do, great team members that are growing all around the country, just go to the website or go to mylifestyleproviders.com. You can check it out there. Ronnie, you're next with us. How can I help?
I'm an over-the-road truck driver, and I started out trucking at 205 pounds, and I had lost down to about 183. And I try to work out in the truck, and I say something about healthy fats out of things like nuts to help promote muscle growth. And I was curious if you could elaborate a little bit more on the growth of healthy muscle tissue for somebody who's wanting to lose weight and to gain muscle at the same time while he's driving a truck.
All right. So that's a great question. So here's the deal. There's a couple factors involved. Now, what you're asking, there's a little bit more to it. So can you lose body fat and gain muscle? Yes. How do you do it? Well, the reason fat is so important, some experts will say that about 50% of your diet should be in healthy fats. I think that's a little bit much because I think you've got to leave more room for the proteins and some carbohydrates. But I do think about 30% of your diet in healthy fats is really, really important. The reason being is because fats have a lot of unique properties to them. For so long, we thought that fat makes us fat, and it's unhealthy, and it clogs the arteries, and it can make us have a heart attack, okay? And that's kind of been the thought for many, many years. But what we know now, of course, fats don't make you fat unless you've got an extreme amount of high carbohydrate, high sugar content in the diet with it. And the fats actually are the primary drivers for our hormones. So remember, hormones like testosterone and growth hormone, which are highly anabolic, they're the ones that help you build muscle and burn body fat. So those hormones actually function off of fats. They're made from fats. So if we have a low-fat diet, it's very hard for the body to create and make and maintain the hormone levels that it needs to. And what's funny is that we're in this place now where everybody's getting hormone replacement therapy. And we're coming out of a teaching over the last couple of decades that said low-fat diet is the way to go, right? It's best for health. So you got a low-fat diet, then you got people now with diabetes, blood sugar issues from too many carbohydrates, and you've got people doing hormone replacement because their hormones are shot because there's no fat in their diet. Amazing. You always go back to the food, look at the trends, look at the way people are eating, and you'll figure out why certain health challenges have set in and where the body is. So that's where you want to look always in the beginning. So eating fats, almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, yes, they're fantastic. You got to figure out your overall caloric intake first. Usually a good rule of thumb if you're wanting to build muscle is take your body weight and multiply it by 16. And break down your percentages. So about 30 to 33% of healthy fats, you know, usually about 30% protein, and, you know, maybe 40% carbohydrate, something like that. It all depends. Mostly fruits and vegetables. So if you break all that down, put it all together, you'll be able to figure out where your body is, where it needs to go, and what it needs to process together. And you can break out your nutrients, get all your grams of protein, fats, carbohydrates down. It's always good to have someone work on that with you, by the way. I think having a good coach to walk you through that is a big key. And once you have that, then you can build a good solid foundation and game plan from there. So there's my two cents. But you have to exercise. You can't just sit around and drive a truck for 12 hours a day, eat fats, and burn body fat and build muscle. So I would figure out a way to do some kind of weight training 3 days a week because that's going to be important to maintain lean muscle tissue. So along with that, probably some cardiovascular training. So probably weight training 3 days a week and walking or jogging or some kind of cardiovascular training about 3 days a week, maybe take one day off. That's a good routine to maintain good lean muscle tissue and kind of build the physique that you're looking for. But it takes time. Don't forget. It does take time. It doesn't happen overnight. Okay? 888-283-7272. Give us a call. Go online. Go to teamlifestyle.com. Our food for the hour that I want to talk about is honey. And honey's been around, obviously, forever. And there's been mixed reviews, really, about raw honey and what it can do for us. But the health benefits of honey are pretty amazing. And they're even starting to do studies on it about the benefits of it. But remember, raw honey contains these small amounts of resins found in these propolis, which is called bee glue, okay, which actually is a complete mixture of resins and other substances that honeybees use to seal hives and make it safe from bacteria and these microorganisms. Honeybees make the actual honey, and of course, it has these plant resins in the secretions. Beekeepers, a lot of times, will use special screens around the inside of the hive boxes to trap these resins because the bees can spread the substance all over. Well, the resins that are found are amazing. Researchers have actually discovered these substances prevent colon cancer in animals by shutting down the activity of two enzymes, and also the raw honey is extensively, when it's extensively processed and heated, the benefits of these nutrients are actually eliminated. That's why raw honey is always the best. And always encourage you to find honey in your local area. They're also very good for allergies as well. So they did a study, and this was at Penn State College of Medicine. They asked parents to either give honey or honey-flavored dexamethorphan, which to the children, okay? So the first night, children did not receive any treatment. Following night, they received a single dose of buckwheat honey or the flavored cough medicine or no treatment. And so what happened was parents were asked to report what happened. Well, here's the significant improvements that were found in the honey-supplemented children. Remember, there's a placebo given, too. In the honey-supplemented children, compared with cough medicine children, they averaged about 10% better in the results. So the cough was suppressed, and this was all in children 2 years and older, since the FDA recently recommended that children under 6 should not be given over-the-counter cough and cold medicines. Good for them. Due to potentially harmful side effects, you think? Well, however, it's important to note that the study did not attempt to test the potential benefits of the buckwheat honey for children under 2. And the recommendations of the American Academy of Pediatrics and other children health organizations is the total avoidance of honey by children 1 year and younger. It makes good sense because the whole potential for the botulism issue that could be just absolutely a catastrophic event for a young infant. So the International Symposium recently actually discussed the likely benefits of honey. Here's some of the things that they found. Pretty interesting, actually. They said the different varietals of honey possess a large amount of friendly bacteria, so they contain a lot of probiotics. And in that, they can unlock a lot of the enzymes which help break down and help you break your foods down. And they said because of this, repeated metabolic stress from cortisol, which, by the way, they're saying the honey helps lower cortisol, but they're saying that repeated metabolic stress from cortisol produced when less than optimal liver glycogen stores are available during sleep leads over time to an impaired glucose metabolism, insulin resistance, diabetes, and increased risk for cardiovascular disease and diabetes. They also found, which I thought was interesting, that honey boosts immunity. And research conducted by several hospitals in Israel found that honey effective in decreasing the incidence of acute febrile neutropenia when given a certain amount of honey, which is fascinating in itself. 32% of the cancer patients involved in this immune study reported an improved quality of life. So it also improves athletic performance and can heal wounds. A lot of great benefits. They're saying a spoonful a day of honey keeps free radicals at bay. That's a nice little quote. American Chemical Society in Anaheim, California did a study, and they found that a tablespoon of honey every single day makes a huge difference. It's also helpful for people with high cholesterol and type 2 diabetes. They did a study, actually, with 15 subjects, and they found that their C-reactive protein, which actually is an inflammation marker, was lowered tremendously just by taking a tablespoon of honey a day. Raw honey is powerful. We'll be right back.
Are you over 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus can help by boosting your own body's nitric oxide levels. Heart Factors Plus worked for tens of thousands of men and women. Here's what they had to say. Dennis from New Jersey writes, I've been taking Heart Factors Plus for a while now. It definitely helped with my blood pressure. I am very pleased with this product and recommend it without reservation. Suzanne from Maryland writes, after hearing about Heart Factors Plus on the radio, I ordered some for my husband. His blood pressure is great, plus he doesn't have any side effects. He's on his fourth month now. Boosting nitric oxide levels directly affects your blood pressure. It also keeps your arteries clean and strong. Better circulation and blood flow also boosts libido and sexual function. Call 800-543-6619, 800-543-6619. To try Heart Factors Plus absolutely risk-free, call now and get a free bottle with your order. Call 800-543-6619. That's 800-543-6619. 800-543-6619.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
According to the FBI, close to 400,000 burglaries take place in the United States between November and December each year. Seems burglars shop for the holidays too, for easy targets. Here are a few things that you can do to lower the risk of a break-in. Lock doors and windows. Don't have newspapers and mail accumulate in front of your house. Don't announce your travel plans on social media. And plug in fake TV. Burglars love the dark. Fake TV is a bit like a light on a timer, but more convincing. Plugs into any outlet and simulates the colors and movement of a real TV. Burglars will see light and movement and likely move on to easier targets. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. So before you leave your house looking like an empty, easy target, order Fake TV today. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Call now, 888-283-7272, and visit America's Lifestyle Coach online at teamlifestyle.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Check us out on the web. Go to teamlifestyle.com. Quote for the hour comes from Paulo Coelho. Says, to be brave, take risk. Nothing can substitute for experience. Powerful, and it's true. Calorie counts are coming, they say, but will they be accurate? That's the key. If you're on the border, of course, weekly tradition for someone, they could be gaining a pound a month from a lot of the chips that they eat or junk food. Tufts University, they did a study on this, and nearly one-third of the calories on average Americans consume come from food prepared outside of the home. And Margot Wooten, who's a director of nutrition policy at the Center for Science and Public Interest, says that there's a part of the reason for the Affordable Care Act coming mandate that chain restaurants with 20 or more outposts must start posting calorie counts on their food items along with descriptions and prices of their offerings. If people are more aware of the number of calories they're eating, the theory goes that they'll be more able to control that number. But, of course, there's regulation, they're saying, of the count's accuracy. So how accurate can the calorie counts actually be? Well, the FDA kind of laid out some laws, and they said the implementation of some new rulings will be delayed. But, of course, one aspect of the delay implementation is that the regulators are still trying to determine how accurate they can be in this. So the FDA refused to clarify on this. Sheila Burgess said in kind of a briefing, she said the FDA already regulates some calorie counts in various foods and the packaged foods you buy in the grocery store. But in those cases, the FDA has ruled that the counts have to be within a window of about 20%. So again, it's all coming down the pipeline, and FDA is not intending to impose unrealistic regimens on kind of the calorie counting, but they do want it to be something that can improve overall health for many Americans. And I mean, I think it's extremely important. And, you know, again, one thing I think is kind of interesting about it is that movie theaters are exempt from the rule. So you can have 1,000 calories and a big thing of popcorn, and they don't have to tell you. I think it ought to be on everything, because as Americans, as we continue to go into this whole cycle, eating and the overweight issue is only growing. I mean, it's like stress levels are going up. People are struggling even more. They're eating out more because they don't have time to even make anything at home. That's what the claims are. I think you can always make time. But that's what the gist of the rule of thumb is. And because of that, as people are learning what labels even mean, because, I mean, calories, a lot of people don't even know what that is. So I think understanding what they mean, how to put them together, and understand them appropriately is always the important piece of it. So, again, I think it needs to be on everything. I don't think there needs to be any exemptions. But I think it should help most people, especially if they're counting calories and they're understanding the concept of that, to be able to regulate their weight is going to make a huge difference, tremendous difference, actually, in many people's health. And hopefully that's going to continue. That's my hope, anyway. 888-283-7272. Let's go to Linda. Hi, Linda. Welcome.
I'm having trouble with, I guess it's my thyroid. Sore throat all the time.
Well, if you've got a sore throat often, I mean, it could be the thyroid, but maybe not. A lot of times it could be just a chronic infection that could be in there. There's several issues. I would get some lab work done, find out what the numbers are, and maybe even get a small culture if you've got any concerns. If it's red and inflamed, you might want to just get it checked out and be able to rule out certain bacteria that might be in there. And then the appropriate treatment can really go from there. I mean, if you want to talk to your doctor about some natural ways to be able to support something like that, first you got to figure out, is it bacterial? Is it yeast related? You know, what is it? And then there's things like natural silver that can be helpful. It's a strong, powerful, natural antibiotic that your doctor can talk to you about. I mean, there's so many variables on the natural side. You've got to look and find out what that is. High amounts of vitamin C can work great. Are you taking enough vitamin D3? So there's a lot of questions that need to be answered. But I think you start with getting some labs done, find out what the numbers are, and then build a good solid plan from there. Okay? 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. Go to teamlifestyle.com. Prevent breast cancer is kind of a hot topic. In middle-aged women, they're saying there's some new tips that can start in their 20s that can really help on the prevention side. So women who want to help prevent breast cancer when they're in the middle age must begin in their 20s, a new U.S. researcher advises. So unfortunately, college-age women generally do not consider themselves at risk for breast cancer. Dr. Isabel Mercier, who's a research assistant and professor at the University of Sciences in Philadelphia, she made this statement. She said, however, there are several risk factors that contribute to the development of breast cancer that need to be understood early in life to prevent the development of breast cancer down the road. So women in their early 20s need to know some of the risk factors. So number one is a family history. Obviously, you want to know that. The other is obesity. It's responsible for about 20% of cancer-associated deaths in women. And, of course, women who strive for at least about 2.5 hours a week of moderate activity, like brisk walking, reduce their breast cancer risk by about 18%. Pretty amazing. If a female averages a drink a day, her risk of breast cancer increases by 11%. And studies, they really show that alcohol has a strong estrogenic activity. Big deal, so be cautious of that. That's another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, John Garrison, our engineer, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to America's Lifestyle Coach.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Is your church or company looking to increase the productivity of its people? Are you looking to take your church or organization to a healthier level of success? America's Lifestyle Coach is on a mission to transform as many lives as possible with his nationwide message of living a healthy lifestyle. To schedule America's Lifestyle Coach to speak to your church or organization, call 888-959-9355. That's 888-959-9355. Or visit us online at teamlifestyle.com. That's teamlifestyle.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.